This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses on Saturday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
We have now won the Nevada caucus.
Bernie Sanders at a rally in San Antonio Saturday night as results from Nevada cemented his status as frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination. Joe Biden finished second, followed by Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren, with Amy Klobuchar and Tom Steyer in a close race for fifth.
Before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders,
Buttigieg congratulated Sanders before going on the attack.
Senator Sanders believes in an inflexible, ideological revolution that leaves out most Democrats, not to mention most Americans.
The South Carolina primary is next up next Saturday, then 3 days later it's Super Tuesday. Texas is among the states holding primaries that day.
Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get them nervous. We're going to win the Democratic primary in Texas.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Health officials in Afghanistan reported 3 suspected cases of coronavirus Sunday in a western province next to the border with Iran, where the outbreak of the disease has killed at least 8 people amid a rise in new cases. An Afghan Health Ministry spokesman in Kabul told VOA the 3 patients have been admitted to an isolated ward in the provincial center of Herat. Critics fear a coronavirus outbreak could pose a serious challenge for authorities in Afghanistan, where years of war and corruption have turned an already poor healthcare system into one of the world's worst. The turmoil-hit country lacks quarantine facilities and protocols, trained healthcare personnel, and medical supplies. The suspected coronavirus cases emerged in Afghanistan on the second day of a week-long reduction in violence mutually agreed between Afghan and U.S.-led foreign troops and Taliban insurgents in their bid to end the 18-year-old war. This is VOA News. With no verdict in the rape trial of former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein, the jury will enter day 5 of deliberations on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The jury is apparently deadlocked on some of the more serious charges that could put Weinstein away for life. And on Friday, the judge told them it's not uncommon for a jury to have difficulty initially in reaching a unanimous verdict and believe they'll never. But most jurors are able to and told them keep deliberating. The defense was willing to take a partial verdict while the prosecution was not. The jury's questions centered around the testimony of actress Annabella Sciorra, who told the court how Weinstein raped her in late 1993 or early 94. Weinstein has maintained any sex was consensual. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said on Sunday he's not seen any evidence that Russia is doing anything to help President Donald Trump get reelected. Reports surfaced last week that U.S. intelligence officials had told the Democratic-controlled House Intelligence Committee that Russia was working to help Trump win a second term in the White House after previously meddling to aid him in the 2016 election. Appearing on ABC's This Week, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said foreign adversaries do have a motive to meddle in U.S. elections.
I do think the Russians and the Chinese and others like to sow disruption in the American electorate. And I think they've done that doesn't mean because they prefer a particular candidate. It's because these are autocratic regimes that don't believe in democracy, and they'd like to see Americans at each other's throat.
But he said Russians wouldn't want Trump reelected because he contended the president has strengthened the NATO alliance against the Russian military by pushing European countries to boost their defense spending. O'Brien called reports of the information passed on to the intelligence panel a non-story. Israel's military says its warplanes struck Islamic Jihad targets in Palestinian-ruled Gaza and near Damascus in Syria. The move followed a barrage of rocket fire into Israel from Gaza on Sunday. Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the rocket attacks. The group was infuriated by images of the body of a Palestinian militant dangling from an Israeli military bulldozer. Israeli soldiers shot the militant as he tried to plant a bomb along the Israeli-Gaza border fence. The bulldozer crossed into Gaza to move the body. Israel says at least 20 rockets were fired from Gaza, causing no damage or injuries. Israel's Iron Dome defense system stopped most of the rockets. Israel's retaliatory strikes landed on Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza and near Damascus. Palestinian medical officials say 4 were wounded in Gaza. Syria says most of the missiles were intercepted. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.